download previous episodes of Monday Night Talk and listen to them anywhere. Check out 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Night Talk. And joining us is our friends from the South Shore Hospital. Actually, we're going to talk a little bit about a marathon team. We're going to talk about cancer care and raising money for sponsorship. Is that correct, Jennifer?
That sounds good to me.
You're Jennifer Cruz. She is the executive director of the Cancer Center at South Shore Hospital. Welcome to Monday Night Talk.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And who do you have now? Who do you have with you here? And can you tell me a little story about here? Because I'm amazed, and I haven't got all the whole story about this marathoner.
So what I would deem as a world-class athlete at this point, we have Anne Marie Winchester here with us, who is our very faithful runner for the South Shore Hospital marathon team. We just heard from Anne Marie that she just finished a 100-mile marathon.
Why? What made you do this?
Bucket list.
Where'd you do this?
In Texas.
Wow.
Yes. 100 miles.
Well, they do things big down there, so I can see it. And yeah, just so we know, other than somebody who does these amazing things, that you're also a member of the South Shore Hospital Charitable Foundation's Board of Trustees.
Correct.
Make sure we get that then. And there, we also, in the quiet, the silent partner in the back of the room, David Riley, Manager of Communications for South Shore Hospital's Charity Foundation. David, thank you for being here once again and making this happen. I know this is kind of going to be brief in a blink of an eye, but so you're going to go from doing a big event like that to just kind of this marathon.
Just kind of a short, 26 mile.
What's it mean to be a part of this, a part of this marathon, and why are you doing it?
I started doing the marathon through the South Shore Hospital team 5 years ago when they first started doing their marathon team. And I did that because a friend of my sister's had passed away from ovarian cancer. She also happened to be a nurse at South Shore Hospital.
Okay.
So that's what started it. And my job has brought me, has given me some exposure to several other people that have suffered and died from cancer. Children, I had a family last year lose a 14-year-old. Another family I work with losing a 5-year-old.
Goodness.
So it is important to me to support cancer care and research.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, that leads to you. Talk to us about what the South Shore Hospital, the Charitable Foundation, what it does in regard to supporting marathoners and being able to help raise money for the Cancer Center.
Well, we are so grateful for generous people who want to give their heart and soul and their body to causes like this. Most of us don't think of even running a 26-mile marathon, but
I wouldn't dare walk it. I barely could watch it on TV.
It's true. It's a long marathon to watch on TV. So we, at the Cancer Center, we're taking care of patients throughout their entire disease process. We're seeing lots of patients, diagnosing them, giving them a clean bill of health, and throughout their journey through cancer or screening. Surveillance to make sure that nothing recurs. They require lots of services, and our charitable foundation helps to raise funds to support those patients throughout the cancer care. They do everything from allowing us to do research that we wouldn't have otherwise been able to do, supporting services for our inpatients, new therapies, and to help provide clinical experiences for patients just to make things more comfortable for them. We offer integrative therapies such as massage and Reiki and acupuncture. We make sure that our patients have access to a nutritionist and a social worker. So we just really want to take care of the whole patient.
And the idea of having both Jennifer and Anne-Marie here is to get folks to support the team, support a runner. If you're an individual, maybe your business, you're looking for someone to support. Maybe you like causes like this. I think it's a fantastic, and I believe Emory is one of how many that are part of Team SSH?
There's
19.
There's 19 people on the team.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you all like clumped together? Is there like a, what's the idea? Do you have a, you try to run together as a cadence? I mean, have you run this before for Team SSH, or is this your first time?
This is my fifth time running for South Shore Hospital. Wow. And my 13th marathon.
Really?
14th, I think.
This is old news for you.
Most of our team members this year are new runners. They have not run this distance before. That makes an awful lot of fun for us. They are very motivated. They do a fabulous job with their fundraising. They have a lot of people that are out there that want to support them. And they also have... They all have an interest in raising funds for cancer care. They've either had a family member. If you look at their fundraising pages, you can see that they are running in memory of a family member or a friend that they have lost or has been treated for cancer at South Shore Hospital. So they're all people that have an interest in directly supporting South Shore Hospital in one way or another.
Okay. What's some of the ways that folks, if folks want to get involved, whether it's sponsor a team, maybe somebody, I'm looking here, you could purchase a Run SSH t-shirt. There's so many different things that they could do. Can you just kind of break it down for us?
Yep. So there's several websites. There's the CrowdRise website, .com/SouthShoreBoston2016. You'll be able to see the whole team there. You can click on individual runners and donate to a runners page. They'll take donations in any amount. You could even call the South Shore Hospital Foundation office at 781-624-8210 and ask about making a donation. You can mail in a check, use the websites, or you can come to mile 20 at the cheering section for South Shore Hospital if you want to just be there and shout on our runners. All of us will be there shouting out the runners and helping them to motivate that for that six more miles over the Heartbreak Hill there, I think.
Does Anne Marie need motivation at that point?
She does not need it, but she heard us last year.
They have a great picture of the back of me. They missed me. I've written
that quick, huh?
We shouted so long. We had noisemakers, and we were so excited to see our runners. They really needed a lot of shouting last year. It was rainy and cold, and they all persevered and crossed the finish line for a cause that is just really remarkable, and we're so proud.
Isn't it better to run in that type of weather than if it was kind of like a 60-degree day and sunny?
It actually was better for me. I enjoyed it more, but if you don't dress appropriately, it's not going to be comfortable. So, one very important thing to mention on the fundraising component: if you don't know a runner and you just want to make a general donation, or you do know somebody and you want to make a donation on their behalf, you can make your donation in memory or in honor of somebody that you know, so that there you can actually make that donation, so that your family member, friend, whatever. Whoever you want to recognize on that page will be recognized at the Cancer Center as having a donation made in their behalf.
Folks, don't wait until it's the last minute. The marathon is Monday, April 18th, and supporting it financially is one way. Another way that you can do it is through social media. You can use hashtags. There's a couple of different ones here that I see on this very special piece of paper that was handed to me. Hashtag RunSSH or hashtag run bold. Those are two ways that you can do it. But we like the financial kind as well, and it's very important. Talk to me about the t-shirts. I'm a t-shirt guy. What are the t-shirts? Is there a design? Is it a special unique design that symbolizes this?
Yep, the t-shirts are, say, South Shore Hospital, a Boston Marathon 2016. What's that? Run SSH.
I knew we'd get Dave to speak somehow.
Run SSH this year. They're a light, like a sport gray color with white writing on them.
And who designs these? I know it's who designs these, if I could ask that? Does that not really matter?
Well, our foundation office really tries to put something out there that, you know, folks are going to be proud to wear. They work with... all the runners to make sure they've got the right equipment. They work with the folks who are going to be at the cheering section to make sure that we're all dressed appropriately too. We've got t-shirts on. So we any donations that you make, we'd love to be able to get you a t-shirt so you can be a proud supporter of South Shore Hospital and cancer care. This is just an exciting time of year. It's springtime. We're all excited about the Boston Marathon. We're really all excited to to support our runners who really want to get out there for the patients of the South Shore community.
And if I guess, is there a benchmark that you try to reach each year as far as the amount of dollars that you raise, again, it's going for a great cause? Is there a certain amount that you look to try to get?
Our overall fundraising goal is $150,000. That's what we raised last year.
Awesome.
And that is our goal again this year. Ideally, we'll surpass that goal.
Okay. So you do the Jerry Lewis thing there, back when he used to do the MB Telethon. I'm not to throw another one in there, but you'd always go for the $1 more type of a thing. And
exactly.
Yeah, and many of the, we found that many of the runners and people who want to make a contribution, they have employers who offer matching donations. So, you know, check with your employer's office, your HR office, if you want to make a donation, because sometimes there is a matching program. That's always nice to add, and something we recently learned.
Yeah. And for anybody that does want to buy a T-shirt, the cost of the T-shirt is $26.20, falling in line with what the marathon distance is, and those can be purchased online as well at southshorehospital.org/Boston Marathon. You can select your size right on there. You can add your shipping charge right on there, and they'll get it right out to your house for you.
Anything that I haven't asked you but you feel is important to letting the listeners know in regards to your efforts in order to raise money for not only the charitable foundation, but also for the Cancer Center?
Well, we're just happy to be able to, at the Cancer Center, to provide cancer care for patients of the South Shore, very close to home. It's a terrible thing to be diagnosed with cancer, and we hope that it offers some measure of relief that the patients don't have to travel
all
to Boston.
All the way to Boston, yeah. Right. It's fantastic.
That it is closer to their home, so with that, it's really important for us.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming in here. We've been speaking with Jennifer Cruz, who is the executive director of the Cancer Center at the South Shore Hospital. And as we also have the veteran of marathons and also a member of the South Shore Hospital Charitable Foundation Board of Trustees, Anne Marie Winchester. I wish you the best of luck as far as your run on the 18th of April. And I hope the fundraising goes well with this.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.